You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year is the 20th edition of the French Film Festival Aotearoa, which opens in Auckland on May 27th. The lineup includes 24 recent French films, featuring everything from dramas to comedies, Cannes titles to French box office hits. I've got festival director Fergus Grady here to talk about the festival. There's a very exciting lineup this year, but I want to start by asking, what films are you most excited about?
Kia ora, good to be with you. There's an amazing selection this year. I think it's our strongest to date. I mean, it's great to celebrate 20 years, but it feels like the last couple of years have been really been very fortunate to have such great selections made available through our partners and producers and agents all over the world.
I'm curious about what the selection process was like. I know several of these titles are from Cannes 2025. Is that when the process started for you?
Yeah, so the annual programming calendar starts in Cannes. So it's May every year, and we watch as many of the French premieres or world premieres with an eye to look for the following year. Unfortunately, we can't get all of our selections direct from the same kind of Cannes year, calendar year. But this year, actually, for 2026, we've been able to get one of the main centerpiece films, De Gaulle, direct from Cannes. So that actually premieres on the 20th of May, and we will be getting it about 13 days later for the festival, which is very, very exciting. But yes, we are watching films pretty much from May all the way through to February, and then we sort of start to lock in our selections, and our press release goes out around April, and tickets are on sale about 6 weeks out from the festival every year.
Colours of Time from Cedric Clapish is the film opening the festival this year. Where did the decision come from for that film?
Well, the latest Cedric Clapish film is one of his most successful at the French box office. It also premiered in the Cannes Film Festival in 2025 and has just continued to kind of gain accolades and lots of awards over the last sort of 12 months. So it was a very obvious choice early on when we saw the film. We do also look to see how things are received in Australia. They do have their French Film Festival in March and April, and that was one of the favourites from their festival. So it was hopefully a wise decision, although ticket sales are really strong. So we've already sold out 6 opening nights to date and hoping to get closer to 12 by the time the festival opens next week.
Across the entire selection of films, are there any themes or ideas that you've noticed emerging?
I wouldn't say themes this year. I know already watching films for next year, there is a strong theme in terms of where a lot of the stories have taken place. But this year, I think we're just lucky to have a really broad spectrum of great cinema produced from France. And, you know, we always have fantastic biopics. But we do try to program as many comedies as we can, just so it invites audiences into a more of a commercial festival environment. We tend to sort of avoid those darker dramas because we find that audiences are really looking for an uplifting, joyful experience through our festival, and we want to continue that. So, yeah, I can't say that there is a particular theme running this year, but I'd say just a great year of French cinema.
We are an Auckland-based radio station, so can you talk through where the festival is happening across the city?
Yeah, it's great. We've got 6 Tamaki Makaurau cinemas this year. We've got the Bridgeway, the Capitol Cinema, the Lido, Monterey and Howick, Rialto Cinemas, Newmarket, Waiheke, and then if you want to include Matakana, that's our 7th kind of Greater Auckland cinema. All fantastic cinemas, and in particular the Bridgeway just feels like our festival headquarters. If you go there on a Saturday or Sunday during the festival, it does feel really atmospheric with lots of patrons and happy customers.
And for those listening across the Motu, where else in the country is the festival taking place?
So we're in 24 centres, from Kerikeri down to Dunedin. It's the biggest film festival in New Zealand. We are looking to add a 25th and maybe 26 Town next year. We're really trying to support independent cinemas, bring audiences back to the cinema for their sort of habitual regular visits, and hopefully that translates to, you know, box office increase across the industry. We're still fighting the good fight for theatrical experience and hoping that younger audiences, particularly your listenership, can attend the festival, because it does tend to kind of stray on the older audience. But there are sort of examples of great films that do appeal for all ages.
At the time of recording, we are a week out from the Auckland launch. Have there been any preemptive reactions to the lineup from festival goers?
Well, I mean, we've had great pre-sales on a couple of titles, including opening night, Colours of Time, but we're expecting large numbers to attend The Richest Woman in the World, which is centred around the heiress of the L'Oreal Group family. And it just so happens that the L'Oreal Group is our naming rights sponsor this year, so it does feel fitting. We're also seeing great pre-sale activity for films such as Santiago, The Camino Therapy, The Stranger, which is an Albert Camus adaptation, and there are three or four others that are kind of sitting in that kind of top pre-sale bracket, including The Moneymaker, which is probably one of my favourite films in the festival. So I highly recommend The Moneymaker if audiences are interested in a sort of counterfeiting money, Catch Me If You Can, post-war Paris set drama.
Since you mentioned that you want a more diverse age range at this year's festival, I wonder if we could just finish with you giving any recommendations you'd especially recommend for young people or even just generally first-time festival goers.
Sure. Well, another favourite of mine, which hasn't really attracted the eye of the audience yet, but I know once people see it, they'll rave about it, as a film called Just an Illusion, which is a coming-of-age film, which often is quite an off-putting genre. But I think for this particular film, it's set in the 80s. So for people who love 80s music or just people who love seeing family dynamic played out on screen in a period setting, I think with the cast, got Camille Coton, who's well-known for her role in the TV series Call My Agent, as well as Louis Garrel. I think this is my favourite underdog for the festival this year, and I hope audiences seek it out. It's called Just an Illusion.
That was Festival Director Fergus Grady on the 2026 French Film Festival Aotearoa, which opens in Auckland on May 27th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.